Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show! Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing great. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live every day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, maybe get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I am not just an advocate or a paid advocate for a Tire Rack. I'm actually a TireRack.com user. My nephew, Gage, he needed a couple of tires for his 2020 Jetta. I called my guy at Tire Rack. I was very, very happy with what went down Tire Rack. Then my daughter calls me and she's like, Dad, my tires are bald. It's like, all right, what do you want me to do about that? We need new tires. Can you call your guy at Tire Rack? Which I said, of course. So I called my guy at Tire Rack and bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. We went with some Continentals. Had a lot of good luck with Continentals. I know they got
Bridgestone.
They got Bridgestone. They got Pirelli. They got all the different ones you want. Continentals, in terms of the amount of time, like my tires are Continentals that I got from Tire Rack. I got like 50,000 miles on them. You don't get 50,000 miles on tires in my car. By the way, if you're tired of feeling alone in a job search with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Go to expresspros.com. Find a location near you. That's expresspros.com. And I read that because tomorrow night, tonight is Wednesday, so tomorrow night, starting at 8 Eastern, that's 5 Pacific, we have first-round draft coverage that's awesome. Awesome. Here's what you get. You'll get Jay Glazer, so you'll know everything that's going to happen before it happens. You'll get Steve Keim, who, of course, has taken the number one overall pick in a quarterback recently with Kyler Murray during his teams with the Arizona Cardinals. You get LeVar Arrington, who's been a top five pick in the NFL draft. You get Rob Stone, who of course has done Big Noon Kickoff for all these guys' games. All the reaction, all the predictions, everything you need. 8 o'clock Eastern, round one on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, presented by Express Pros. So today we learned that Reggie Bush is apparently going to get his Heisman back, and the Heisman Trust is touting the changes in college football, massive changes in college football, are the reason why or giving Reggie back his Heisman. Now, look, I could point out that it's comical, it's a comically bad look for O.J. Simpson to have died still having his Heisman Trophy and Reggie Bush being very much alive without his Heisman Trophy. But you want to know what the truth is? The truth is we've all been snookered. We've all been snookered. Look, Reggie Bush should have won the Heisman, did win the Heisman. Okay? We were all there. We all lived to see it. And for people who want to go back and go like, hey, Vince Young should have won it because he outplayed Reggie Bush in the Rose Bowl. Again, that's a flaw to the Heisman Trophy voting because on the last game of the regular season that year, Texas played Texas A&M and Vince Young played poorly. And then on the same broadcast channel, UCLA played USC. And Reggie Bush was so far and away the best player on the field with, you know, Lendale White and all bunch of other talented Trojans. It was an obvious selection. Hey, but what are we doing? We're giving him back his Heisman Trophy when he never admitted to doing anything wrong. Look, I wouldn't have given up my Heisman Trophy to begin with, but once you gave it up, you're admitting guilt on some level. Hey, but without, all you had to say was, he has never, ever come clean about how it all worked, how it all went down. And just because it's legal now in NIL, does that mean we give back all the banners? We give back all the seasons? We give back money that coaches and universities lost because they were cheating? No, the rules were pretty apparent. And I'm saying this because I defended Reggie Bush even throughout the time. Like, well, what his stepdad is doing, he didn't know. And what they proved was, like, he knew. He was getting paid. Because this is the way it used to work. The way it used to work was the top players would get taken care of. And the teams that were over the top and how they took care of guys were the ones that everybody said, they're a bunch of cheaters. The difference now is everybody gets something, even guys that aren't terribly deserving of it. All right? It's the opposite of NIL. It actually, Reggie Bush, the NIL that he would have gotten in the old system would have been you win the Heisman Trophy and all of the fruits of your labor go with it, right? You got the Heisman House ads. But I'm supposed to sit here and go like, yeah, NCAA, yeah, stick it to him, yeah. Like, the NCAA had nothing to do with this decision. They actually don't have purview into the world of the Heisman Trophy. That is the Heisman Trust. And the Heisman Trust thought it was okay to have O.J. Simpson still have his Heisman. And the Heisman Trust thought it wasn't okay for Reggie Bush to have his Heisman. And the only change is now they changed college football rules, so now we'll give him back his Heisman. That doesn't make any sense. He never admitted to breaking rules at the time, which it was obvious that they did. Did Steve Clarkson deserve the punishment he received? No. No. But we act like Reggie Bush. And look, at the time when he played, he was technically eligible. Then later he was deemed to be ineligible because his stepdad was taking money from, what was the guy's name, Lake? Like Lawrence Lake or something like that? It was a fake agent name with a fake agent. And this is, by the way, what we've tried to take out of all of these sports, which is the fake agent, the runner guy, the Lloyd Lake. See, how'd I do? I did pretty well. Did anybody else remember the Lake pool?
No, I didn't.
Pretty solid.
I Googled it.
Pretty solid. So I remember all of this. I'm not today's years old that I learned that Reggie Bush's stepdad was supposedly, you know, selling all this stuff and taking money from Reggie Bush's likeness. And we acted like Reggie Bush had no idea. And like, yeah, Reggie Bush knew the whole time. And their argument was the NCAA rule was bad. But you weren't trying to change the NCAA rules. You were going around them. So the takeaway is, I don't know if a right was wrong or a wrong was righted. I don't. You know, you'll see everybody on Fox say this is a great thing because they're all USC guys. right? And Reggie's a good dude. They all, even though Reggie, he doesn't work on Big Noon Kickoff anymore. Reggie's a pretty good dude. Okay, so they'll all. And then you'll see ESPN guys all, because everybody is anti-NCAA, even though this is the Heisman Trust. But the reality to how people really view it is, are you kidding me? USC was blatant cheaters. They've been blatant cheaters up until this thing was legal. Always. Everybody knows it. And they would always put the basketball team on probation. Blatantly breaking rules. And they didn't. Again, if your issue is with the rules, then by all means, generate a following like people have done. You know, talk to other schools and get them along and vote to take down these rules. But just breaking rules, then when you get caught breaking the rules, having banners taken down and acting like you're the victim, stop it. Stop it. All this stuff, like you go back to, are we going to reissue SMU legitimate football program status because we demolished it with the death penalty? This is a lot like what we talked about in with social media and influencers and the super, super extremist right or left crowd. There is never enough. That's what we're going to have here. Reggie Bush broke the rules. His punishment was not to lose any of his championships. Okay? It didn't hurt his draft stock. It didn't hurt his ability to make money outside of, I guess, was he not in the Heisman House? Was he in the Heisman House? I don't remember. I don't remember specifically he was in those ads because he had the Heisman.
I think
for
he was.
So that money he'll be able to make back, I guess. But what are we doing? There were rules at the time that said you couldn't take money. They took money. And the punishment was, hey, man, got to get back your Heisman. Like years after he went through the ceremony, everything, even though everybody, this whole thing that was going on, everybody knew in real time. And not once has he been like, you know, my bad. I knew I didn't think the rule was right. Or my, you know, my stepdad bought me the car and I didn't know. You know, I knew, but I didn't know. It was just a thing. And, you know, I apologize and I'm glad we, none of that. It's all been the NCAA is wrong. When they never went after the NCAA rules, they simply did whatever the hell they wanted to do. And we are supporting that. Supporting that. I mean, just so you know, like, people, what happened to the downfall of UNLV basketball? Do you guys remember? UNLV basketball won a national championship. Then the next year, they were supposed to be on probation. They basically delayed it until a year after Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman, Anderson Hunt, Greg Anthony went on to the pros. And then they went on probation and Jerry Tarkanian resigned. And then they hired Raleigh Massimino. But again, if we're going to, are we going to go back and right those wrongs and change history? No. Why? Because you broke rules. You know? So does this work? This is in real life, most interstates out in the middle of nowhere, 75 miles an hour. So imagine if you got a ticket 10 years ago, back when it was 55 miles an hour. And you're like, hey, it's 75 now. It was 55 then, but it should have been 75 then because there's nobody around. It's out, like, it doesn't work that way. No place on earth does it work that way, except in sports where we've made the NCAA, which, believe it or not, is actually the schools themselves, right? It's a weird thing. There's no legislating body. There's no, like, senators that represent. There's actually the schools themselves. We make the NCAA into this absolutely evil, yeah, anybody who gets over on the NCAA to be, and by the way, the NCAA had nothing to do with this. It's the Heisman Trust, which is a group of people that have this trophy, which isn't really nearly as relevant anymore. They take the voting at odd times. Sometimes they get right. Sometimes they don't. And usually the guy who gets the Heisman Trophy is not the best pro prospect in it. Outside of that, they're super important. They didn't have to take away his Heisman Trophy. They did because it brought them attention. And they didn't have to give it back to him because he never admitted to breaking the rules. He obviously, but, and if they had some balls, if they actually had standards, they would have taken the thing from O.J. Simpson, who in a criminal court was found not guilty, but in a civil court killed two people in cold blood. But by all means, give Reggie back his Heisman and let O.J. be buried with his. Oh, you thought you'd get a different take today, did you?
I really did not see this coming, and I'm really glad you took this that stance. And the speed limit analogy is appropriate, but let me give you another one.
Okay.
Joe Biden has pardoned thousands of marijuana convictions. Now, this is an applicable example in an election year.
It's a good one.
These people knowingly and willingly violated rules and laws. And that's, to me, what prison is. Prisons are filled with people whose character has been judged to violate laws. So you're vacating convictions of people who chose to break the law. So all these people that are out now, these thousands of people that will likely vote for Joe Biden, by the way, I think that they are likely to do something again that breaks the law. We're talking about the character of a person, not necessarily what they did to get into prison.
Well, right? I would say that again, and this is a lot. I like the marijuana analogy. Okay. But there's different sorts of pardons, right? Like if you got caught with a joint, you know, you got pulled over and you had a joint burned out in your car and you had other convictions and it was your third strike and you're like, really, what are we doing here? As opposed to if you were, was it Leon Lett? Who was the former cowboy that got pulled?
Newton.
He
had like 800 pounds or something?
Yes. Yes. Nate Newton. Google the story real quick, right? Like there's different sorts of breaking the law there, right? That's like $100 handshake as opposed to Reggie Bush was flossing in a brand new car and, you know, it's just like the Johnny Manziel thing. Like they were all blatantly cheating and breaking rules.
213 pounds of marijuana, Nate Newton.
That's a lot of weed. 213 pounds. So it's one of those like, yeah, well, it's legal now. It's still not legal to sell 213 pounds out of the back of your car. Right? Uncle Sam got to get his. So yeah, I'm with you. And I don't think Reggie is a terrible human being. Hey, I don't think he was doing anything different than 50 to 75% of the star players in college football at the time. Right. And that's the argument for him. Like, hey, you know, everybody else was speeding. I mean, you got pulled over. So I understand that we feel like college sports is in a different place. It is. And, you know, it's the Will Wade analogy. You guys know Will Wade. Will Wade's the head coach at McNeese State. And he has a show cause. In order to hire him, you have to have an infractions meeting with the NCAA because they were buying players at LSU. And what happened is, you know, now people are like, Will Wade's like a sympathetic figure. Well, what he was doing at LSU is legal now. Yeah, but there was a lack of forthrightness with everybody around him at LSU, and that carries over regardless of what the rules are. It's like people who sold weed, this is to your point, people who sold weed illegally back in the day, they're not selling weed legally now. They're not somebody for weed, championing weed's rights. It's not what they're doing. Right? They're selling Molly now, or they're selling something else, or they're selling weed, but they're selling weed without, you know, without having to pay taxes on it. Again, still illegal, and you could still and should go to jail for it. Which is just like people who I've seen this in New York City where they loot clothing stores and then on the street they sell the clothing at a discount price with no taxes. So yeah, we've reached crazy dumb dumb world, and I don't think this is something to be celebrated. I don't think it's a wrong that was righted. I wouldn't have ever given back the Heisman Trophy if I had it. But don't make yourself out to be a victim when at the time you were knowingly, willfully breaking rules and you've never come clean and said it. Just come out and go, hey, we were breaking rules at the time. The rules are no longer the same. So thank you, the Heisman Trust, for giving it to me. I apologize for any strife I caused anybody, but it's like, this, I did nothing wrong. The NCAA are bad people when you clearly did something, again, at the time, based upon the rules, was deemed to be wrong.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Thomas Dimitroff and Eric Eager joins us. Sumer Sports Podcast is where you can hear them on a bi-weekly basis. I think is the basis. Of course, if you know Thomas, he's former NFL executive and scout. Eric's an analyst, analytics expert, and a VP and partner over at Sumer Sports, which is a sports analytics company. Thomas, I want to play something for you. Okay, this is David Fleming. Now he's a writer. And apparently he talked to a couple of NFL scouts who aren't going to draft Caleb Williams, but they had this to say about the potential of drafting Caleb Williams.
What did the scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. Hated it. He would scare the shit out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing? That was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the out of a lot of NFL teams too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam. I do not know him, but to me that looked weak as really fragile.
Thomas, what do you think of some of the things that we've seen from Caleb Williams off the football field?
Well, I don't know about Prince playing quarterback. I mean, this guy is unbelievably special as a player, to your point. You know that. Off the field, this is a big, big deal when you're talking about picking a quarterback for years and years to come, right? And an organization that needs to hit this exactly how they need to hit it, right? So, These are concerns, and we dig into these kind of things as general managers and as scouts, and we're marked up by our owners on that. If you're bringing in a guy who's going to be your quarterback for years to come, you better make sure as clean as possible that kid is. And there are questions out there aside from his ability on the field. And I think there are probably teams out there that are happy that they're not having to deal with that because the Bears are going to deal with it.
On the field, what's your assessment of him?
On the field, I think he is incredibly special. I think his ability to move around the field, his ability to make throws, his ability at all levels, his ability to make plays, his ability to ad lib, these are all top-notch. He is a rare athlete, as well as Jaden Daniels, by the way, and I think he is special. As long as you can get the other stuff, air quotes, in check, you could build off of this guy, and he can be a difference maker, of course.
Okay, Jaden Daniels, is he? If you're Washington, that's who you take?
I love Jaden Daniels, and I would love for my old buddy Dan Quinn to take Jaden Daniels.
What do you like about him?
Jaden Daniels is another rare athlete. This guy, what I love watching is seeing his, you know, his incremental increases in ability, and as he was building this year up to a spot where he was very, very special. When I hear people say, oh, is that a concern that this year was his biggest year? I'm thinking, no. Every year we want him to get better, and I think that he's done that, and it's very special. Top-notch kid, top-notch athlete. Again, ability to make plays everywhere. Makes the big throws, as we know. He's accurate, and he's a very solid person that people aren't worried about some of the other stuff off the field.
How does he fit? You know, you have you bring in an offensive coordinator who plays a specific style. How much does that play into who you draft? When you sign Cliff Kingsbury, who's been a quarterback in the league, been an offensive coordinator, obviously been a successful head coach, even in the NFL, how does that affect who you draft?
Well, I think it's a really important thing. It's a really important thing that the head coach and the coordinator and the GM are literally talking the same language, right, Doug? Because you get someone in there with it where a head coach and a GM has a certain vision of that quarterback and your coordinator isn't in line, that becomes complicated. My point is, yes, it does depend on the scheme and the approach with the coordinator, but you better also have a legitimate quarterback coach that can work along lines with your coordinator. That is a big, big deal. There have been too many times where coordinators have come in with an idea of what they want, and then it causes an issue between the head coach and the coordinator, which I don't think is going to be the case in a place like of Washington, of course.
Thomas Dimitroff's our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, let me ask you, Eric Eager also joining us, of course. He's the analytics guy. He's the analytics guy. What do analytics tell us about these two quarterbacks and the likelihood of success?
Well, I think that there's a pretty big variable for Jaden Daniels that is troublesome in the fact that when he's pressured, he takes a lot of sacks. 2 years ago at LSU, 30% of the times he was pressured, he was sacked. Last year was a little bit better at 20%, which is right around where Drake May and Caleb Williams were. Michael Penix, Bo Nix, under 10% in that metric. And that's something that is carried with players. Like Patrick Mahomes' pressure to sack ratio is about 0.1% difference in the pros at Kansas City than it was at Texas Tech. So that's one where it gets a little bit he's going to have the highest mark of any first-round quarterback that's been taken since people have been charting this statistic. And so if I'm Washington, I have to know that I don't draft him because of this, but I have to think to myself, okay, what do my other picks look like? What do my free agent signings look like? Because unlike when Chicago took Justin Fields, a player who has very similar statistics, great accuracy, great production, but a lot of sacks taken. Chicago didn't build that offensive line around him until it was too late, and his development was slow. Is Washington, who's not all that well endowed from a roster standpoint, especially on the offensive line, how are they going to work around Jaden Daniels' weaknesses because his strengths are worth drafting?
I don't know if Washington's going to take that. They're not that well endowed. Granted, you're talking about their offense, but that strikes it as really, really personal, Eric. I don't know, Thomas, if you're allowing this. I'm kidding. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Thomas, my question is about Brock Bowers. I think best, you know, like, look, Jaden Daniels, I know he won the Heisman Trophy. Brock Bowers is probably best player in the SEC. Like, he's a dynamic player at a position which has long, but definitely recently argued, hey, we're just as important, if not more so, than some wide receivers. Where are you on Brock Bowers and how high you're willing to go to draft a tight end?
So back in the day, we would only draft tight ends in the second and third round. Great value. We realize how important tight ends are to the new quarterback or to an evolving quarterback. High percentage shots. We saw what Bill Belichick did in New England over those years. For us, for Matt Ryan back in the day, it was bringing in Tony Gonzalez. You see the special ones out there. This guy, Brock Bowers, to me is a once-in-a-decade type of player. No question that Pitts in Atlanta is a top-notch athlete, but I believe that a guy like Brock Bowers brings more of the full package to the table. I would not be surprised if someone at 9, 10, 11, 12 would pick Brock Bowers and be happy and do the raise-the-roof situation after the pick and not look back, because this guy can be the guy that makes a difference for that young and evolving quarterback.
Well, Eric, analytics-wise, what's the value of a star tight end as opposed to like a star wide receiver like a Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah, from a value standpoint, the top-end wide receivers, I mean, we just saw Amon-Ra St. Brown sign a $30 million APY contract. The top of the market for tight ends is right around $17 million. So that's really the argument against taking a tight end, is if he comes in and produces as one of the best players in football, it's still $13 million less on the marketplace than a wide receiver, meaning what's the cost of failure? If I fail at wide receiver in the draft, I have to go trade a draft pick and a big contract for A.J. Brown or Marquise Brown or somebody like that this time of year, whereas if I fail at tight end, I can just go in to the free agency market and sign, you know, Thomas's old draft pick, Austin Hooper, for $10 million, and he'll generally speaking get more of the way to where Brock Bowers is than say a Christian Kirk at $20 million in free agency will get towards Jamar Chase or get towards a player like that. So to me, that's the argument against. And they also just develop really slowly. David Njoku is the only tight end in the last, you know, 10 years or so to sign a second contract among first-round tight ends with the team that drafted him. Oftentimes, you're drafting another team's star tight end when you take them in round one.
Mark Andrews is less than 10 years. Mark Andrews is, how many years Mark Andrews been doing it? That's the only other name I can think of.
The anecdote there is funny. Is Hayden Hurst was the guy who drafted ahead of Mark Andrews. And so even the Ravens, who drafted a great tight end, misevaluated him.
Right. No, and they drafted ahead of Lamar Jackson too, right? And then they trade Hayden Hurst, who's, by the way, back with his old coach and with the Chargers now. That's going to be an interesting fit. Men, I can't wait to watch the draft now that I'm loaded up. If you like what you're hearing and feel more educated, I'll just encourage you straight up, download their podcast. It's awesome. Head on over to Sumer Sports. They host the Sumer Sports podcast. Thomas Dimitroff, Eric Eager. Men, enjoy the draft. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, that's Thomas and Eric. The Thomas and Eric Show. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms. The sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Are either of you guys cologne guys?
No, I am not.
Yes, I am.
Sam's a cologne guy.
But not at work. I don't smell you.
Okay, thank you for that. Sometimes I wear it to work, and it just depends.
What is your? Do you have one cologne or many colognes?
I usually only wear cologne I get as a gift. This one is, it's like a...
Do you have many colognes or one cologne?
No, I just have one.
Okay.
I have one. And it's lady tested in terms of the preference, so I know...
What is it, Sex Panther?
That's what I was going to say. It 100% of the time it works, 60% of the time?
60% of the time it works, 100% of the time.
I believe Sex Panther makes people ill. This one doesn't so much.
It comes with real panther, is that what it is?
Yes.
I think it's called Jimmy Chang Man Ice. Yep.
Monty, do you approve of Jimmy Chang Man Ice?
No.
Okay.
No.
So here's the question. How many sprays?
So
when you have a son who's 15, okay, they all and all of his buddies, they're
sorry,
all
Jimmy Choo Man Ice, Jimmy Choo.
That was very important. I'm glad
I don't want people to tweet at me and
really
say it's not Jimmy Chang.
I'm glad that you interrupted
Jimmy
Doug,
Choo.
We'd
Man
already
Ice.
Moved on, but no, that's fine.
No, we're talking cologne still.
We're good. We got the Jimmy Choo.
Got it. Good.
Okay. So, Monsi, do you think two sprays?
Yeah, I do two sprays. And I think for everybody, it's two sprays.
Well, you're diminutive, a little vertically challenged. So, I don't know if it's a size of person. I'm actually a one spray, right? I've been taught right in the middle of your like solar plexus.
Sure.
Right? And that like funnels everything, all your body, whatever. I do one spray of mine.
Do you walk into it? Do you spray
No, that's
and then
what's
walk?
A light. Yeah, the really light thing. Like no, but there are times when that fits. But you start to get to multiple. Like when you can smell it yourself,
it's a problem.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
And like my son is like, yeah, that one I use three. That one I use four. Like four.
The teenage boys are bad at this.
Bad
because they will just coat it on. It's way too much.
It's better than smelling bad.
Yes, sort of.
Yeah, no, 100%. Smelling bad versus
overpowering talking about
cologne?
Two extremes.
They're both distracting. They're both distracting.
Look, BO is the worst.
Is the worst.
It's the worst when you got BO. Okay, and especially when you get like young boy BO where they all kind of smell like grass and
then
mud.
They try to overcompensate by using too much like
and then when
body
they're
spray.
They all have gas. They're all athletes. They all have gas eating high protein diets or whatever. You're like, geez, what the hell? You guys all stink. So I agree. But most kids that use cologne are not stinky kids. So it's not actually, it's what's better, nothing and being clean. Or, you know, really it's putting on one spray or maybe two or one and then walking into one. But you get to three or four sprays and like, dude, I can smell you come before you get out of the car.
Yeah.
What's worse is doing what they do in France and instead of bathing,
yes,
they just use cologne. So it's a great combination.
That's like 500 years ago.
Too much cologne and BO. It's a great combination.
That's French shower, is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
I don't know if they do that so much anymore.
I don't think they do that.
Why would Sam know that? Why would Sam have any experience about
France? When was the last time you were in Europe, J-Stu?
No, I went to Wimbledon once. I was there for 4 days.
How long ago?
That was it.
Yeah. How long ago?
About 8 years ago.
Okay. Sam, how long since you've been in a foreign country?
I was in London last May, so about 11 months ago. I do know why, though, the French kind of pioneered cologne, but that's for maybe the podcast. I actually watched like a documentary on it. It's fascinating. So Jason wants
to
follow up on
that.
Do
you have an ability to tell it in a very concise fashion?
Yes.
Never. He never does.
What Treaty of Versailles?
I'm watching the clock.
Okay, Treaty of Versailles, what was that, 400 or 500 years ago?
Sure.
Sure. These people, they did not want to bathe, so they thought bathing was bad for you, just like a lot of people did during medieval times or whenever, hundreds of years ago. So they just coated themselves in cologne and perfume, and their body odor was still quite overwhelming, and it was just a combination of two bad things.
There you go.
That was good.
There you go. See, that was fairly concise. Yeah, that took you less than 30 seconds to tell.
There you go.
Use that as a guide for the future. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox.
I got to make sure I got the right name out there.
Won't
Jimmy
stop.
Choo.
He's still going.
It's going. Gone.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. It's Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing great. Since we're playing Prince, what's your favorite Prince song?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm asking you, Jay Stuke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's not paying attention.
So I just want to say.
Yes, I am.
My answer to that question is the entire Purple Rain album. There's not one miss on there, but I will say The Beautiful Ones on Purple Rain is my favorite Prince song.
The Beautiful Ones on Purple Rain. Okay.
And you're like, which one's the Beautiful Ones? And then start to play it in your car right now. And you're like, oh, yeah, that song kicks ass.
Monsi, do you have a favorite Prince song?
I like Purple Rain.
Purple Rain,
mm-hmm.
Purple Rain. Let's get to Monsi Bolaños in the game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb
Hello,
Show.
Hello, Monsi. What? How are you?
I'm not even going to try. I feel like I could not do that accent. What are you? Australian, mate?
No, that's British.
Dumb.
Hello, how are you?
La liver.
On the Barbie. Okay, what are we playing, Sam?
For better.
Accents.
For worse.
For better or worse. Yeah,
our
let's start.
Is worse. Mine
the
is better.
NFL draft tomorrow. So for better or worse, Drake May or J.J. McCarthy?
Huh. I think J.J. McCarthy is a better quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Look,
why?
So
is there a reason? What do you see?
I'm sure it's incredibly unfair. Incredibly unfair because it's a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also told that North Carolina had a really good team.
Mm.
And I don't know. I didn't watch him enough to go, but I watched him plenty. And I just always was like, yeah, I don't really get it.
Okay. No.
I don't really get it.
You're right.
Usually the number two pick. Now, that's what one of the things I don't like about J.J. McCarthy is the number two, top five pick. Like, it looks different.
Yeah, for
Didn't
sure.
feel like it looked different. With
for sure. Well, as I just mentioned, tomorrow is the NFL draft. So for better or worse, the number one overall pick in the NFL draft or the NBA draft?
This year or in...
In general.
Which?
I know, I'm trying to think of like all the number one picks in the NBA that were terrible that came out to
generally basketball is a more exact science. I'll say basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. All right. Let's do this for better or worse. Angel Hernandez or Hunter Wendelstedt?
That's a great question.
It is a great question.
Great question. But what's it for?
Who makes the better calls or the worst calls here?
Hmm.
After what Hunter Wendelstedt just did with Aaron Boone, he jumped up there.
Yeah, I'll do Hunter Wendelstedt because it looked really bad.
It was so bad. I mean,
I know Angel Hernandez is known as the he's the worst.
Yeah, he's the worst. But I agree, he jumped up there definitely. Okay, for better or worse, Angels or A's?
Hmm. Angels or A's? Angels, Angels are better.
Angels are better.
You were at the game last night, weren't you, Doug?
Yeah. By the way, I was texting with Jackson Holiday's mom, Leslie, and obviously Matt.
Flex.
I said, listen, he gets some hits tonight. I'm open to traveling on the road. Sure enough, he got a hit. He had a screamer right back at Matt Moore that Matt Moore somehow got a glove on or got his hand on. That's Matt Moore gave up a home run in the last one, but he was thrown out at first. So it's only 1-4, but that's just his second hit, and he made a couple great plays at second base. Like, I got him turned around, folks. I'm thinking multi-hit day today.
You got him so turned around that he's not in the lineup for the game that starts in 10 minutes.
Well, it's a lefty pitching. They keep him away from lefties.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I had him turn around, but he didn't tell anybody. That's the whole thing. He didn't say, hey, Skip, I got it all figured out. We got it all figured out for the draft. That's next on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.